Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 298 for April 23rd. We're going to start off in 1941, when the Greek government and King George II evacuate Athens before the invading Wehrmacht during World War II. And then in 1951, during the Cold War, American journalist William N. Otis is arrested for espionage by the communist government of Czechoslovakia. And finally, in 1968, during the Vietnam War, student protesters at Columbia University in New York City take over administration buildings and shut down the university. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 23, 1941, during World War II, the Greek government and King George II were forced to evacuate Athens ahead of the advancement of the Wehrmacht, marking a significant movement and moment in the Battle of Greece. The German invasion of Greece had commenced on April 6, 1941, as part of the wider Balkans campaign, and quickly overwhelmed Greek and British Commonwealth defenses. The evacuation of Athens underscored the dire situation facing Greece and its allies as the country fell under Axis occupation. Athens was declared an open city to prevent its destruction, and on April 27, 1941, German troops entered the city. The fall of Athens was a significant symbolic victory for the Axis powers and marked the beginning of a brutal occupation of Greece that would last until October 1944. On April 23, 1951, during the Cold War, American journalist William N. Otis was arrested in Prague by the communist government of Czechoslovakia on charges of espionage. Otis was working as the Associated Press bureau chief in Prague at the time and became a central figure in a high-profile case that highlighted the intense ideological and political tensions between the West and the communist bloc during this period. Otis was accused by the Czechoslovak authorities of conducting espionage activities, specifically of gathering and transmitting information that was deemed to be of sensitive nature and detrimental to the Czechoslovak state. The charges against him were widely viewed in the West as fabricated and politically motivated, a tactic used by communist governments to suppress dissent and control the narrative within their borders. On April 23, 1968, during the Vietnam War, a significant student protest erupted at Columbia University in New York City, leading to the occupation of several administration buildings and effectively shutting down the university. This event was part of a broader wave of student activism sweeping across the United States and the world, reflecting deep dissatisfaction with the war in Vietnam, racial injustice, and various societal issues. The Columbia University protest specifically highlighted the growing tensions between the student body and university administration over a range of grievances. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give both the podcast a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.